We welcome in Danny West on the Sterner and Havis Agency Hotline. Danny, how are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. Obviously, Brett Bielema last night was tuned in to a major announcement as Alex Collins announced that he would play his college football at the University of Arkansas.
Yeah, huge pickup. I kind of thought that was unique that Alex really didn't inform any of the coaching staffs until, you know, he got up there on television and just broke the news himself. So I would imagine Bielema was pretty fired up. You know, they really put in a lot of work in a short amount of time. Obviously, they were recruiting him to Wisconsin, so that there was a little background relationship there. But, you know, you're talking about switching schools, and, you know, mid-December. I guess Charlie Partridge didn't get here until after the Rose Bowl, so they did a lot of catching up in a very short amount of time. And let me just say, I am so impressed by this staff. There are some real recruiting machines on this staff. You think about Partridge and Coach Sam Pittman and Joel Thomas. Boy, the future really looks bright with some of these coaches now.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you in that the relationship that they had already established with him, with Collins, I really think that helped.
Oh, absolutely it did. If you were to ask Alex, just take away the whole commitment part of it and just ask him, you know, straight up, who's your favorite coach to be recruited by, he would tell you Partridge. I don't understand their relationship. Maybe it's got something to do with Partridge being from Plantation. A lot of people may not know that, but for whatever reason, Alex really latched on to him early on, and Partridge is, he's the guy you really need to thank for Alex Collins.
Danny, before we head to the phones, and if you have a question, obviously 1-800-477-1037, 433-1037. Also, you could reach us via the Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback. Alex Collins missed three games last year, but really didn't take up football till he was a junior. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure why that is. I know he's always kind of been involved with lacrosse and different sports, just, a versatile athlete, tries a little bit of everything. So I'm not sure why he didn't get involved in football before he did, but, you know, who knows? Maybe Arkansas wouldn't have him today if he did.
All right, let's start off with Jason and Brian. Jason, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, guys, got my weekly call-in to the man from Rising with the voice, Danny West. Oh, man, I'm just so happy after last night. Alex Collins, that's such a huge get. Like you said, he did play lacrosse up until his junior year, and that's why I guess the coach supposedly saw him playing lacrosse and thought he could be a really good running back, is what the word is. A couple other things. Blaine Johnson going to Nebraska today kind of stinks, like I said. The uncle there, supposedly pushing that way, just – thought it was, or not push, I guess you could say, thought it was the best place for Dwayne Johnson. How bad do you think that hurts losing him, especially with their only other tackle that we're looking at is Denver Kirkland, and with his recruitment? For people that don't know, could you explain to them how weird his recruitment has been just in the last week? And the other thing is just, do you think we'll get Mitchell as well? Everybody felt really good about Mitchell, but then today I've heard some people are starting to worry about him going to Rutgers instead of Arkansas or Georgia Tech. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, on the did Jason hang up, guys?
Not yet. Jason, you there?
Hey.
I think he did.
I think he did.
Okay. It's no problem. As far as the weird recruitment, I was going to ask him which prospect he was talking about, but it really doesn't matter. I mean,
I think
Dwayne Johnson had a weird one, and Denver Kirkland's definitely had a weird past few days with Miami being in and out of the picture. Not really sure where that stands as of today. I think someone down there really dropped the ball on Kirkland over the weekend. They pretty much told him, we are not okay with you announcing on signing day. I guess they basically didn't really trust him to go ahead and pick Miami like he said he would. So they pulled his offer. That's kind of a weird deal for the Hurricanes to pull a big-time offer like that from a local kid. So in the end, I think that could really cost them. I'm not going to predict Kirkland to Arkansas, but I think Arkansas has a great chance there tomorrow. As far as the quarterback, Damon Mitchell from New Jersey, again, another outstanding chance to land him tomorrow. I think he'll be deciding around noon, I think. So, in fact, I'm pretty sure Arkansas has already been told that he's coming, but I think he wants to announce tomorrow. That's not 100% confirmed, but I do think Arkansas feels really good about their chances with Damon Mitchell. He was up here for an official visit this weekend, told other recruits that the chances of him becoming a Razorback are pretty high, so look for that tomorrow.
I think it was Mitchell who he said had a weird recruiting situation or what. If Trey, was that what you got too? Did it sound like you said Mitchell was the one that
yes,
had kind of a weird recruiting
so.
Deal?
I think
what
so.
What happened? Yeah, what was that all about?
Well, with Mitchell, you know, he visited here this weekend kind of against Georgia Tech's wishes. They pretty much told him, don't visit Arkansas or we will pull your offer. As of Sunday evening, he really wasn't aware if they had pulled it or not. But either way, guys, I really don't think that's going to matter. I feel really confident that tomorrow he'll be a Razorback.
All right, let's go to Charles in North Little Rock. Charles, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime. Hello, Charles.
Hello. How many offensive linemen are they going to try to sign more?
How many more offensive linemen are we going to go after?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they've got three commitments right now, Dan Skipper, Reeve Kohler, and, of course, John McClure is already on campus. They're still in on a couple of guys. They did lose out on Dwayne Johnson, offensive tackle down in Texas. He's going to Nebraska, but they still got a pretty good shot with four-star offensive guard Denver Kirkland down in Miami, the guy we were just talking uh-huh. about. And I call him an offensive guard. A lot of people list him at tackle, but he's got that look of a guard. I think he's probably going to have to work on his body a little bit before he steps out on tackle.
They're after two of them, huh?
Yes, sir. And then I believe they might still have a chance on Kenny Lacy out in Arizona. I know he's on the social media sites, you know, kind of hinting around that Arkansas is still in it. We'll see what happens there, but I really don't give Arkansas a very good chance of flipping him from UCLA.
How about the receivers?
Well, they picked up a receiver commitment this weekend. Melvinson Hartfield is a guy from Dallas, Texas, South Oak Cliff High School. He was actually committed to Kansas State going into this weekend's visit, but they wanted him at cornerback. He's a guy, he can do both. He's a 6'1", 180 guy with 4.36 speed. Arkansas liked him at receiver. He came up here and pretty much fell in love with Fayetteville, so it looks like they will be done at receiver now with two commitments there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Charles. Appreciate the call.
Danny, you were talking about the lineman. Who is the guy now you said is listed as a tackle, but you see him as a guard? Who is that?
Yeah, Denver Kirkland.
Denver. And now, has he committed to Arkansas, or are we after him?
No, you're after him.
Okay.
Tomorrow, I think around 9 o'clock our time in the morning, he will be deciding. He's the guy who Miami pulled his offer, and now they're trying to get back in it late, and Florida State's very much in the mix as well. But
what are his measurables?
Really,
sorry to cut you off.
Well, no, you're fine. He's about 6'5", 6'5 and a half. I would probably put him right at 340. I mean, he's a big guy.
Yeah, that is. And that's you're right, more guard. I was wondering what his measurables were and how his quickness was with his feet, because as a tackle, and you'll know this, and if you've seen him, you got to have quick feet or you're going to play guard.
Right. Yeah, and right now he's got the look of a guy that you want to you kind of want to put on the strong side guard and just have him plow over people until
right.
he can, you know, trim down a little bit. Maybe 315 or so is probably a good weight for him.
Jim in North Little Rock on our Keithley Service Company live fan feedback. Danny, I saw where ESPN College Football Live reported Bama is close to getting a commit from four-star running back Alvin Kamara, and then that Saban might cut Tenpenny loose. Is there anything to this in your opinion? How many four-star running backs does Bama have committed at this point?
I'm not sure how many they've got committed, but I do not believe the rumors of Alabama pulling away from Tenpenny. I know they had coaches stopped by again last week to kind of shore up things and make sure he's still on board. I know how Alabama has worked in the past. They have done a couple of shady things in the past, but I really feel like Alt's safe and will go ahead and sign with Alabama tomorrow and be accepted by them.
Let's go to Shane in Bryant. Shane, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
I just had two questions. The quarterback you're talking about from New Jersey, is he more of a passer or a runner, a little of both? And are we still getting the Allen kid, the quarterback from here in Arkansas?
Yes, you will get Austin Allen.
Right. Okay. Yeah, Allen is on board. He is he and the Fayetteville, his Fayetteville buddies will actually be the first ones to send in their facts tomorrow morning. So I thought that was pretty appropriate that, you know, they were kind of the bell cows of this class, and they're still on board and have done a great job recruiting for Arkansas. So it's really only fitting that they would be first to sign and send in their letters. As far as the quarterback in New Jersey, Mitchell, we've got him listed as a dual threat quarterback. He can do a little bit of both, run around, make plays on his own. But the interesting thing about him, you know, Arkansas was kind of on and off on how many quarterbacks they wanted in this class. He's actually a good enough athlete that once you got him on campus, if quarterback's not his thing, he can play, you know, receiver for you or even safety on the defensive side.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call, Shane.
And I figure if Georgia Tech's after you, you're probably, more of an athlete.
Right.
And how tough is he? Because you just said he can play. Because sometimes you'll get an athletic quarterback, but maybe not he's as tough to really play defense. Is he a tougher kid that you could see playing defense?
Yeah, I could see him playing defense. And I'll tell you what, I actually had a guy, I want to say yesterday, from New Jersey. I was kind of going back and forth with him on Twitter, direct messages and whatnot. And he actually covers high school football in New Jersey. And he thinks Mitchell would actually be a better fit on defense. So, I mean, he's a versatile guy. I'm really not sure without, seeing him in person and whatnot as far as toughness. But definitely a really good athlete.
Let's go to Big Papa in the Rock. Big Papa, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, guys, I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you.
I'm this kind of guy, and Matt, you know as well as everybody else, only it takes special teams to win. Guys.
Right.
What are we getting in field goal kicking, punters? Are we getting, will we ever get those punters, field goal kickers like Steve Blue, Russell Westblade, and somebody like this? So, season 3 points.
Thank you, Big Papa.
Right.
Yeah, as far as this year's class, they've got Sam Hill, the Australian kid. He actually went to junior college in California. He actually committed really early on. The previous staff offered him a scholarship, and I want to say around the 1st of December, he went ahead and committed. It was kind of a weird deal because Arkansas's coaching staff was, in such a transition and everything that they really didn't have a clue who he was. So they invited him up for an official visit earlier this month, and liked everything they saw. He's a guy, he can punt for you or kick. He can actually kick with either leg. So I thought that was pretty impressive. Just one of those guys who came out of a kicking school down in Australia. Apparently they have big academies for kickers and whatnot. I would imagine probably with soccer and some of the other sports that they do. But
so he can kick with either leg.
Either leg, and from what I'm told, he's just as efficient, or just about as efficient with one leg as he is the other. So
do you
that's
see
pretty
him
impressive now?
Do you see him doing that soccer or rugby style?
Yeah, the style, kick? And that's what I was going to ask you, Trey or Danny. Is our special teams coach, are they familiar with that? Because that is a very popular when you're trying to pin them inside the red zone, inside
right.
the 20. They try to do that kind of a rugby style kick.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm not sure exactly how much experience this staff has with it, but you know, that can be a valuable deal for you. So we'll see what Sam's able to do with that.
Let's go to Lee in North Little Rock. Lee, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, guys. Yeah, that I was going to ask about the same thing about kickers. But that's in the college ranks, that rugby style, I haven't seen it be very successful. And we'll see. Maybe he can kick with since he can kick with either leg, maybe he could use both of them and work on it. But anyway, what about defensive linemen? What do we have there in linebackers, defensive linemen and linebackers coming in? Thanks.
Thank you, Lee.
All right. Yeah, I'll start with linebackers. I actually think that's probably one of the biggest strengths in this class. You picked up a couple of junior college guys, and Mike Tavares from out in California, junior college, and then Martrell Spate, North Little Rock product. He's actually going to join the team later this summer. He's got one more class to take this semester, so he'll be on campus early summertime. And then Brooks Ellis right here at Fayetteville. You know, in my opinion, A.J. Turner last year was probably the best linebacker Arkansas has produced in a long time. But you know, I'm not sure Brooks is on that level, but he's close. Really good linebacker class this year. And defensive lineman, you've got a defensive end in Forest City, Arkansas, Tevin Beanham. He's 6'4", you know, 237, 240, something like that. Still a little bit raw. Has only played football for a couple of years, but has you know, a really high ceiling, great potential there. And then Katyrus Marks, defensive tackle from down in Florida, Riviera Beach. He was passed over by a lot of schools, but obviously the coaching staff feels good about him. I know they were recruiting him to Wisconsin, so they've obviously seen something in him that they like. So, and I would think that they're done on the defensive line.
And Danny, about the kicker, I guess I'm not talking about the rugby style where you see him take, and maybe that's what the other caller had said, like, you know, three or four steps over to the right, like you're running with it and kick it. I'm talking about that kick where they the ball kind of goes in, like almost looks like a kickoff when you're the punter, and it kind of has that backspin on it a little bit, and it sometimes will make it difficult to catch because it's already kind of going a little bit away from the receiver. I mean, the punt returner. It's not the regular style of punt.
Got you. Yeah, I'm going to have to ask Sam about that. That's really interesting. You know, I can barely understand the guy. Like I said, he's from Australia. So me being from South Arkansas and him being from Australia, it's not always a smooth conversation. But I plan on calling him tonight, and I will be sure to ask him about that.
You mean you don't say g'day when you all speak?
Not at all. I tell you, the first time he called me, I sent him a message on Facebook asking him to call me. And for the first minute of our conversation, we had no idea what was going on. It was it was pretty comical at the time.
Does he know how to call the Hogs?
Yes, he does. In fact, he does. Now, he's actually a great guy. I think the media and the fans are really going to love him. I kind of pick at him because, you know, Australians, they dress a little different than we do. Those pants are a little tighter down there on the guys. So maybe we'll have to, you know, American him up a little bit.
Yeah, and that's one thing, too. LSU had a Australian special teams
Absolutely.
Player.
Yeah. He's Brad Wing is actually a good friend of Sam's.
And he drew the first personal foul penalty for taunting going into the end zone in a collegiate game,
Bad
I believe.
Call. That was a horrible call.
Yeah, that was a terrible
Matt,
call.
You didn't like it, Matt?
He didn't really even do any. He kind of looked back just a little bit. And, you know, as a special teams guy, how many touchdowns do you really think you're ever, I mean, as a punter, you know, going to score? And he kind of looks a little bit. And hopefully, you know, this punter that you're saying that we're from Australia, if he might be a little athletic, you know, if he runs a 4.6 and can kick it with either leg, you know, you'll have the opportunity to do some certain type of fakes with him.
I'll tell you what, I don't know how well he runs, but I've seen him in person. He's a legit 210 pounds, and he's stacked up a little bit. I was pretty impressed that he had so much muscle on him. So maybe they can do some different things with him.
Hey, Danny, we appreciate it today. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Appreciate you.